Today is Thursday, January 23rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Security Technician Day. It's also National Handwriting Day. And, let's look, what else do I want to do? It's National Pie Day, but it's P-I-E. So, I believe it is March 14th is Pie P-I Day. But this is, it's funny because I think the thing you would do to celebrate is the same on both days. Because on Pie Day, P-I Day, people always make the joke about pie. And so you'll say, like, apple pie or blueberry pie or chocolate pie or, you know, whatever the case may be. But on National Pie, P-I-E Day, what else would you want to do other than eat pie? So, I guess you do the same thing. Well, we have some communication. And it's from a listener I do not believe we've heard from before. So it says, "Hi, Adam. This is my first time reaching out, and I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of all your podcasts. Early, well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much." I don't know why I sounded so Southern. But anyway, thank you so much. Sounded like, what's her name in The Closer? The blonde lady, Kara Sedgwick? Anyway, regardless. Earlier this week, I heard you mention meeting a guy who's half Chinese and half Filipino. Yes, he's too young for me to be thinking of as attractive. He's 18. But he was attractive before the day he turned 18. I'm just, you know. More attractive than you should rightly be. Apparently, Chinese is a fantastic race to mix with other races. Apparently. Well, at least to me. Because, or maybe I just have a thing for Chinese guys. I don't know. I've never dated a Chinese guy. I did used to have flings. I had a gentleman caller a long time ago when I was in Dallas. And he was very attractive. I would actually go to his house, but anyway, regardless. And you, to continue here, meeting a guy who's half Chinese and half Filipino and how you thought he was so handsome, it made me think of my nephew who's half Chinese and half Mexican. Ah, that's probably a really good combination as well. And he actually reminds me of a younger Mark. Oh, cool. So it says, "I saw a picture of Mark in one of the Discord chats for Throwing Down. And when I saw him, I thought, wow, what a good looking guy." Well, thank you. I mean, I didn't make him, but I'm with him. So I guess that's a compliment to me. He looks just like my nephew. Wow. Okay. Coincidentally, my nephew's name is Adam, too. So much coincidence here. So much. Anyway, here's a picture of him. "Thanks for all the great content you create. Lucy." Oh, and then she texted again and said, "Oh, by the way, my name is Lucy." Well, first of all, Lucy, thank you so much for writing in. I won't ask you to, well, yes, I will. You should write in more, whatever you want to say. And I really appreciate the compliment because, you know, I've been podcasting for, I don't even know exactly how long I've been podcasting, but let's say 15 years. And sometimes, you know, some of us LGBT personal journal-y type podcasters who do it as a hobby, we just think, oh my God, all these other podcasts who get so many listeners and whatever, you know, and we're, and well, at least I feel that way. And I've been doing it for longer than most of these shows. But anyway, I always appreciate hearing from new listeners because then I know, hey, I'm still getting out there to folks. And that's why I do other podcasts as well, like the one with Joe, like, you know, grab some of his listeners. Why the heck not? I don't know why I didn't just say hell. Why the hell not? So I have some bad news, though, for you. I mentioned this in one of the other shows, and I don't know if it was on Geeky Gay or if it was on Throwing Down or if it was on The Gay Mix or, you know, any of my other 5,000 shows that I used to do. But I unfortunately do not get the media content. I don't think I can go back and get the media content. My the script that I wrote to grab the text messages does not look for media. And I believe it just gets thrown away or like not saved, basically. So I will look and see if I can find it. Oh, wait. Wait a minute. I might have been wrong. There was a media thing. Oh. Well, Lucy, I learned something. It does get saved. Huh. You sent a couple. Yeah, he's attractive, but he's not old enough for me to think he's attractive. I'm not a... Yes, he's very attractive. Your nephew. He is an attractive young man. I agree with you. But I feel like he's too young for me to even say that. He looks like he's 12. Maybe he's not, though. Maybe he's not. All right. Well, I learned something. So I guess you guys can send me. There was probably another one that I told someone, oh, sorry, I can't receive images or whatever. And so now I feel like I have to go back and look and see if it was saved. It was. I'm glad you got the actual. Oh, no, that's not a text message. Anyway, I'm going to stop. Hey, folks, I'm recording a podcast. All right. Well, we have more contact, so, you know, why not? What the heck? Let's play this other contact, this voicemail, although I did go off of that screen. So I'm going to have to go back to the screen where I can play that voicemail. So you guys just come along with me to the screen. By the way, you can call or text, and I'll say this again at the end, but you can call or text 479-221-9393 and contact me just like these wonderful people, like Lucy. But we have a voicemail that I'm going to play now.
Adam and Scotty, you're Aussie Butler.
Hey, Scotty.
Just listening to your little show.
Yes?
Programming today.
Oh.
Firstly, great work. Good on you for doing that. But secondly, how do you survive going to bed so late? I know you're always talking about being up late and watching movies and, I don't know, lying in bed watching the news with mittens until midnight or something, but you never really talk about your morning schedule. So, you know, what time are you waking up in the morning and what time do you start work?
As late as possible.
The reason I'm asking is because lately I've been picking Ismail up from work at 10 o'clock at night, and oh my gosh, that means I'm getting to bed at 10:45 and I am just wiped out for the last 2 months.
Oh. Well, what time
do you... We don't have daylight savings here, so I'm up at like 5 in the morning to walk the dogs and get ready to go to work. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Huh. Well, thanks for the call, Scotty. I want to say again, I appreciate that you're calling me because... It doesn't cost extra to call international numbers now, right? I don't even remember. It used to. Folks, I don't know if I have any listeners that are younger than me. If any younger listeners out there of legal age, write in and let me know. Anybody younger than 46? But I'm sure there are a million that they're going, hey, Adam, you know I'm younger than you. But anyway, regardless, I don't know. Most of the ones who write in, call in, etc., are either around my age or potentially older than me. But Lucy could be 20 years old. I have no idea. I have no idea how old Lucy is. What was I saying? Shit. What was I saying? Age. Crap. I forgot what I was saying. Daylight savings, Scotty, age. I don't know what I was going to say, but let's continue with his call. So, I was talking about the long distance calls cost more. I can't remember. Anyway, regardless, I don't think they do. Thank you for calling me on your phone, because it all goes to the same place. So I have always been a late night person, and I just make it work. We go to bed around 11:30. I probably don't go to sleep until maybe 12:30. I end up watching YouTube or something in my bed. I get up. It depends. 3 days a week I work from home, and I'm dragging my butt out of bed at like 7:45. If I have to go into the office, I get up about 7. And sometimes I'm sleepy in the afternoon as I get older, but I'm just more of a night owl. And I feel like I actually enjoy doing work more at night as well. I just, when I'm sitting there at night doing it, it doesn't seem as bad for some reason. I'm not really sure why that is, but there you go. It is what it is. Feliz Navidad, as my boyfriend and I always say. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.